are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read by Sarah, featuring Audiophile Magazine. And I have the latest edition, so we're going to take a look first at the editor's picks for the most intriguing upcoming releases in April and May of 2024. Starting with Leif Enger's I Cheerfully Refuse, read by David Aaron Baker. Lake Superior is sentient. That's the first thing you need to know about this novel set in the near future, about a man setting sail in search of his wife. It's available unabridged from Recorded Books, Library Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 979-889-0592-675 for $30. Also available as CD or MP3. Release date was April 2nd. The Breakup Lists by Adib Karam, read by Amin El-Gamal. From the author of Darius the Great is Not Okay, a young adult rom-com set in the world of high school theatre. Available unabridged from Listening Library, recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-379-3787 for $27.50. Library Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-379-3794 for $69. Release date was April 2nd. We Loved It All, A Memory of Life by Lydia Millett, read by Exie Sands. A memoir and celebration of life on an Earth that's on the brink of massive climate change. Available unabridged from Dreamscape, Trade Edition, Digital Download. ISBN 978-166-665-5872 for $48.99. Release date was April 2nd. Teenage Dirtbags by James Acker, read by Max Myers and Leah Sorio. From the author of a Stonewall Honor book, The Long Run, a story of teens who, in plotting against a friend who wronged them, find each other. Available from Harlequin Audio Unabridged, recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-148-822-9404 for $27.99. Release date, April 9th. The Other Side of Disappearing by Kate Claiborne, read by Wyeth Watts and Marnie Young. A romance about two sisters searching for their mother and the podcast host who joins them on the cross-country journey. Available unabridged from Tantra Media, Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 979-835-0881943 for $24.99. Release date April 16th. Judi Dench and Brendan O'Hay give us Shakespeare, The Man Who Pays the Rent. Read by Judi Dench, Brendan O'Hay and Barbara Flynn. The one and only Dame Judi Dench reflects on her many Shakespearean roles. Available unabridged from Macmillan Audio. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-125-033-3117 for $26.99. Release date April 23rd. The Backyard Bird Chronicles by Amy Tan, read by Amy Tan. Should have listeners taking a second look at the natural world around them. Available unabridged from Random House Audio. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-382-4726 for $25. Books on Tape as the Library Edition. Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-382-4733 for $95. Release date, April 23rd. Alice Wong, editor, Disability Intimacy, Essays on Love, Care, and Desire, read by a full cast. A new collection of essays about disability, intimacy, connection, and sex. Available from Random House Audio, unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-382-1732 for $20. Books on Tape as the Library Edition. Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-382-1749 for $85.50. Release date, April 30th. The Demon of Unrest, a saga of hubris, heartbreak, and heroism at the dawn of a civil war, by Eric Larson, read by Will Patton. A History of the Months Between Lincoln's Election and the Start of a Civil War. Available unabridged from Random House Audio. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-382-8519 for $27.50. Also available as CD. Books on Tape as the Library Edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-382-8526. Release date, April 30th. Shanghailanders, by Julie Min, read by Maymay McLeod. A novel about the future, present, and past of a Shanghai family. Available from Spiegel & Grau by Spotify Audiobooks, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 979-836-895-5742 for $25.99. Release date, May 7th. The Birds That Audubon Missed, Discovery and Desire in the American Wilderness, by Ken Kaufman, read by Max Anderson. Birder and naturalist Kaufman examines the history of early American ornithology. Available unabridged from Simon & Schuster Audio. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-717-9513 for $23.62. Release date, May 7th. Bits and Pieces, My Mother, My Brother, and Me, by Whoopi Goldberg, read by Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg narrates her own memoir of her family. Available unabridged from Blackstone Audio. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 979-820-091-8485 for $36.95. Also available as CD or MP3. Release date, May 7th. The Ministry of Time by Callie-Anne Bradley, reader to be announced. Bradley's debut is a wild time travel story. Available unabridged from Simon & Schuster Audio. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-717-6888 for $23.62. Release date, May 7th. Bite by Bite, Nourishments and Jamborees, by Amy Nezuko Matatil, read by the author. From the author of World of Wonders, Reflections on Food, Tradition and Memory. Available unabridged from Harper Audio. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-328-2292 for $27.99. Release date, May 7th. When Among Crows, by Veronica Roth, read by Helen Laser, James Fauhi, and Tim Campbell. A fantasy novella rich in folklore gets a trio of narrators. Available unabridged from Macmillan Audio. Trade edition, digital download. ISBN 978-125-035-1173 for $10.99. Release date, May 19th. One Perfect Couple, by Ruth Ware, read by Imogen Church. Another Christie-esque thriller from Ware, this one set on a tropical island during a reality show. Available unabridged from Simon & Schuster Audio. Trade edition, CD, ISBN 978-179-717-4907 for $44.99. Also available as digital download, release date, May 21st. The Gunkle Abroad, The Gunkle, Book 2, by Stephen Rowley, read by Stephen Rowley. This sequel to The Gunkle finds Patrick resuming his uncle duties on a trip through Europe. Available unabridged from Penguin Audio. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-059-382-6867 for $22.50. Books on Tape as the Library Edition. Digital download, ISBN 978-059-382-6874 for $95. Release date, May 21st. You Like It Darker, Stories, by Stephen King, reader to be announced. Stories from the Master. Available unabridged from Simon & Schuster Audio. Trade edition, CD, ISBN 978-179-717-4624 for $54.99, also available as digital download. Release date May 21st. Kevin Kwan brings us Lies and Weddings, Cities Trilogy, Book 2, reader to be announced. Rufus Leon Gresham is supposed to find a wealthy fiancé at his sister's wedding when a volcano upends his family's plans. From the author of Crazy Rich Asians. Available unabridged from Random House Audio. Trade edition digital download. ISBN 978-059-329-3584 for $25. Also available as CD. Books on tape. As the library edition digital download. ISBN 978-059-329-3591. For $95. Release date May 21st. First Frost, Walt Longmire, Book 20, by Craig Johnson, read by George Goodell. Fans of Wyoming's Sheriff Walt Longmire won't want to miss this latest installment. Available unabridged from Recorded Books, Library Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 979-889-059-8943 for $30. Also available as CD or MP3. Release date, May 28th. And Audiophile Magazine says, in this issue, we shine a spotlight on great choices for young listeners, with a special focus on audiobooks by Indigenous authors and narrators. So we are going to start off with the spotlight on Indigenous audiobooks. Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teaching of Plants. By Robin Wall Kimmerer, adapted by Monique Gray Smith, read by Monique Gray Smith. In calm, reflective tones, Monique Gray Smith shares botanist Robin Wall Kimmerer's insights as an Indigenous scientist, highlighting how all living things, from strawberries to witch hazel to lichen, offer everyday gifts and lessons and connections. This adaptation for young adults of Kimmerer's best-selling book illuminates how deep ecological understanding can arise from acknowledging and absorbing the wisdom of the plants around us. The pace and gentle presentation of this production allow listeners to engage with the material, including absorbing informative asides and thoughtful questions. The audiobook invites younger listeners to contemplate a wider definition of family that includes the natural world and to find kinship and connection within it. It's available from Tantra Media, 7.75 hours unabridged. Recommended for ages 12 and up. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 979-876-507-1205 for $19.99. Eagle Drums by Nazugrak Rainey Hobson, read by Irene Bedard. Narrator Irene Bedard, who is of Inupiaq, Yupik, Cree, and French-Canadian heritage, brings vocal authenticity to Inupiaq author-illustrator Nazugrak Rainey Hobson's debut novel. When a boy is kidnapped by a golden eagle who turns into a man, he is challenged to live, rather than die like his two older brothers. Adopting the sonorous delivery of an oral storyteller, Bedard catches listeners up in the boy's terror and determination as he learns the eagle's complicated songs and dances, and then goes back to the tundra to bring all its people together for a great feast. Listeners curious about the story's traditional origins can read further in the print edition's author's note. The particulars of Arctic life ground the boy's supernatural adventure, welcoming listeners into his world. It's available from Listening Library, 5 hours long, unabridged, recommended for ages 8 and up. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-382-3576. For $15. Library edition digital download, ISBN 978-059-382-3583 for $38. Indigenous Ingenuity, A Celebration of Traditional North American Knowledge by Deirdre Haverlock and Edward Kay, read by Aaron Tripp. Aaron Tripp chronicles the scientific advancements of the indigenous peoples of Turtle Island, or North America, in a matter-of-fact voice that complements the narrative. An introduction includes a note on pronunciations and word usage. Throughout each section, extra facts and information are shared, offering more context for the listener. AusTrip covers topics that range from ecology to agriculture and recreation. Each discovery and innovation is introduced with enthusiasm and clarity, making it easy to grasp. Listeners, especially young STEM enthusiasts, will enjoy learning about the countless contributions of North American Indigenous peoples and how they are helping to shape the present and future as new challenges arise. It's available from Hachette Audio, 5.25 hours unabridged, recommended for ages 8 and up. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-166-862-8904 for $24.98. Berry Song by Michaela Goad, read by Aaron Tripp. This ode to the berry-rich land by Tlingit author and Caldecott medalist Michaela Goad finds its ideal narrator in Aaron Tripp, who is Tlingit Deshitan. Tripp's skill with the Tlingit language is matched by her feeling for the ebb and flow of Goad's English text. The audiobook opens with a recitation of the many different berries of Sitka, Alaska, in both Tlingit and English, and closes with Tripp's reading of the author's note, which describes the importance of berries and the land they grow on to her culture. In between, a child and grandmother go berrying, Tripp's voice cradling each word. The English names of the berries become a quietly prayerful refrain, punctuating the lyrical account and emphasizing both the land's profound beauty and the character's respect for it. Sumptuous. It's available from Hachette Audio, 14 minutes long, unabridged. Recommended for ages 4 through 6. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-166-863-3588 for $4.99. And narrator Aaron Tripp says, as a Tlingit woman, it was an absolute honor to narrate a book by another Tlingit woman. I felt so connected to the text, feeling at home in its representation of our land, Tlingitani. And more listening from Indigenous authors includes Apple, Skin to the Core by Eric Gansworth, read by Eric Gansworth. Available from Dreamscape, unabridged, recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade Edition, CD, MP3, Digital Download or Preloaded Media, Library Edition, Digital Download. Classified, The Secret Career of Mary Golder Ross, Cherokee Aerospace Engineer, by Tracy Sorrell, read by Delana Studi, with a note by Tracy Sorrell. Available from Dreamscape, unabridged, recommended for ages 8 and up. Trade Edition, CD or Digital Download, Library Edition, Digital Download. Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask, Young Readers Edition, by Anton Troyer, read by Anton Troyer, available unabridged from Dreamscape, recommended for ages 12 and up. Trade Edition, CD, MP3, Digital Download or Preloaded Media, Library Edition, Digital Download. Firekeeper's Daughter, by Angeline Bouley, read by Isabella Starr LeBlanc, available unabridged from Macmillan Audio. Recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade Edition, CD or Digital Download. Fry Bread, A Native American Family Story, by Kevin Noble Mayard, read by Kevin Noble Mayard. Available unabridged from Dreamscape, ages 4 through 6, it's recommended for. Trade Edition, Digital Download. Heroes of the Water Monster, by Brian Young, read by Sean Taylor Corbett. Available unabridged from Harper Audio, recommended for ages 8 and up. Trade Edition, Digital Download. If I Ever Get Out of Here, by Eric Gansworth, read by Eric Gansworth. Available unabridged from Listening Library, recommended for ages 12 and up. Trade Edition, CD or Digital Download, Library Edition, Digital Download. Indigenous America, True History, by Liam McDonald, creator Jennifer Sabin. Intro, Doug Keel, read by Daryl Dennis. Available unabridged from Listening Library, recommended for ages 10 and up. Trade and Library editions both as digital download. Jojo Macoun's The Used-to-Be Best Friend, by Dawn Quigley, read by Jennifer Bobbywash. Available unabridged from Harper Audio, recommended for ages 6 and up. Trade edition, digital download. Remember, by Joy Harjo, read by Joy Harjo. Available from Listening Library, unabridged, recommended for ages 4 through 6. Trade Edition, Digital Download, Library Edition, Digital Download. Warrior Girl Unearthed by Angeline Bouley, read by Isabella Starr LeBlanc. Available unabridged from Macmillan Audio, recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade Edition, CD or Digital Download. We Are Grateful, Otsali Heliga, by Tracy Sorrell, read by Lauren Hummingbird, Agali Siga, Chugi Mackey, Ryan Mackey, Tracy Sorrell, and Tanya Weevil. Available from Live Oak Media, unabridged, recommended for ages 6 and up. Book and recording, CD and digital download. We Are Still Here, Native American Truths Everyone Should Know, by Tracy Sorrell, read by Garrett Abel, Jacob Cummings, Mary Kay Henderson, Lauren Hummingbird, Don McClellan, Ella Muntz, Caitlin Pinkerton, and others. Available unabridged from Live Oak Media. Recommended for ages 4 through 6. Book and recording, CD, digital download. And finally, We Still Belong, by Christine Day, read by Katie Anvil Rich. Available from Harper Audio Unabridged. Recommended for ages 8 and up. Trade edition, digital download. And let's finish off with some young adult titles. The Long Run by James Acker, read by Lee Osorio and Max Myers. With outstanding performances, Lee Osorio and Max Myers illuminate the rich and complicated inner lives of New Jersey high schoolers Sebastian Vieda and Sandro Michelli. Listeners immediately understand that these two young men are much more than outward appearances and stereotypes. Myers and Osorio make them both feel messy, endearing, and real. Bash the Flash is a track star whose outsized personality masks his struggles. Sandro feels ignored and belittled by his big, busy Italian family. He's closeted, but he plans to let himself be out when he goes to college. Bash and Sandro make an unexpected connection the summer before senior year that turns into a deeply meaningful, transformative relationship. This beautifully written and narrated Stonewall Honor novel is funny, painful, ribald, and fresh. It's available from Harlequin Audio, 12 hours long, unabridged, recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-148-821-8026 for $27.99. And narrator Max Myers says, "I love working with the characters that James creates, knowing that all the anger, grief, joy, and love that I could ever bring to my performance belongs with them." A Suffragist's Guide to the Antarctic by Yi Shun Lai, read by Jade Wheeler. What if a woman had been on Ernest Shackleton's endurance expedition in 1914? Li Shun Lai creates just this scenario, and narrator Jade Wheeler steps up with just the right blend of moxie, defiance, and wit to bring Clara Ketterling Dunbar to life. Clara is an 18-year-old American suffragist who travels to England to fight for the vote with Emmeline Pankhurst. But when the suffragists put their fight on the back burner with the advent of the war, Clara applies for a place on an expedition to the Antarctic. Wheeler's energy and timing are perfect. She burns with injustice when mocked or asked to make biscuits, and is near tears when the dogs are lost. The upper-class captain, bullying villain, and multiple supportive working-class crew members each have their own believable accents and personalities. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 8 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-717-7908 for $19.99. And that's it for me for today. Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read by Sarah.
You're listening to Aftersight.
Do you work or frequently visit a high-rise office building? It's important to know what to do in case of a fire alarm. Your safety and the safety of others depends on it. First, familiarize yourself with the building's evacuation plan. The plan should be posted in high-traffic areas for easy access. Make sure you and your coworkers practice your floor's escape plan regularly. Remember, fire exits, doorways, halls, and stairways should never be blocked. If you notice any damaged fire safety devices, report it to management immediately. If the fire alarm goes off while you're in your office, remain calm and follow these steps recommended by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, IEMA. 1. Feel the door with the back of your hand. If it's warm, do not open it. 2. Stay in your office and seal the cracks around the door with towels, clothing, or tape. Cover vents to prevent smoke from entering. 3. Call 911 and provide your precise location to the fire department. 4. Wait near a window and signal for help by waving a piece of clothing or using a flashlight. Even if the door feels cool, exercise caution. Stay low to the ground and open the door slightly to check for smoke or fire on the other side. If it's clear, follow your office's evacuation plan. However, if you encounter smoke or fire, return to your office and follow the previously mentioned steps. Once you have successfully evacuated the building, do not re-enter for any reason until the fire department gives the all-clear signal. Remember, being prepared and knowing what to do in an emergency can save lives. Take the time to understand your building's evacuation plan and practice it regularly. Stay calm, stay safe. In the United States, the leading cause of death for children isn't what you might expect. It's not car accidents or even illnesses like COVID. It's guns. Safe storage of firearms can significantly increase your family's safety and prevent a tragedy from striking your home. What does safe storage entail? It means keeping your firearm unloaded, locked, and in a secure location separate from ammunition. Every year, nearly 350 children under the age of 18 unintentionally shoot themselves or someone else, primarily due to firearms not being safely stored. It's estimated that 54% of gun owners don't securely lock all their guns, which contributes to these preventable accidents. Just as we use smoke detectors to alert us of fires and car seats to protect our children during travel, including a gun lock in your home safety plan is essential. In Colorado, this is not just good practice. It's law. Statute CRS 1812-114 requires gun owners to store firearms in locking devices out of the reach of children or prohibited persons. We all share the responsibility of keeping our loved ones safe. To learn more about safe storage and other gun violence prevention tools, visit ColoradoCeasefire.org. Or call 303-380-6711. That is 303-380-6711. Contact them at info@ColoradoCeasefire.org. Together, let's use safe storage practices to make our homes and communities safer, turning the tide on this leading cause of death among children.
In the United States, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, 12% of the population faces limited access to nutritious food. This issue of hunger can have a significant impact on work performance, mood, overall health, and even the rate at which children learn and grow. However, the USDA is actively working to increase food security and reduce hunger by providing children and low-income individuals with access to food, health and nutrition information, and education. By supporting these efforts, we can make a difference in the lives of those in need. Visit www.usada.gov. Call 202-720-2791, or reach out to your local food assistance programs to learn more and find out how you can help. That number again is 202 720-2791.